We said last week that what's called the U.S. economy is in actuality the concrete manifestation of a substantial portion of the resources of the globe entire. And this is wealth stolen from the earth. Well, if that's so, it's impossible to calculate these factors, this formula called the calculation of value, because it was never valued at the point of theft. The extra market or extra economic factor called the state ensured that this was the case, which means that what's presented to us as an accurate accounting is a fiction, a way for bullies who want to stay hidden to say, here's a rationalization to give them if they insist on it. In all the propagandistic articles about some alleged business reset, which we'll be considering in more depth next week, class is assumed, and our agreement with it, our consent, we're told, exists simply because we're born into it, into class. And the pundits never give us hope that it can be questioned. Class. And the value of being free is never admitted into the discussion. The economy is how they held our eyes, pointed us toward realizing power's goal, serving its vision. But this vision cannot be openly stated. And they substitute in the thoughts they give us the good life. But our bodies know better. We know the lives we live are not self-determined, the only true definition of happiness. But we endure it and hope for the best, or the better, for our children. We endure for our children. And to ensure that their lives can be determined by them exclusively, or so we innocently dream. By being free from necessity. But with the economy no longer able to deliver this hope, the powers that be are now trying to reset economy. What they're not acknowledging is that it is commodification itself that has destroyed society, as Polanyi warned would happen, that good life that we once created for ourselves. And society cannot be reconstituted by powers fiat. The market mechanism, which is a set of thoughts, assign values to us. Now, this can never produce happiness. It could not be more obvious. It's made us unhappy from day one. In our hearts, we know that, if we stop and think about it. The Great Reset simply means, speaking in power's voice, how do we reclaim their attention? Because the economy can't serve as the panopticon anymore. Bentham too wanted to analyze and even quantify well-being, break it down into its so-called component parts, and remake it into a thing that does work for power, and so rendering us, quote-unquote, predictable. We are the factor accumulation. On multiple levels, we do the work of appropriation, read rape of the earth, the results of which power stuffs in its pockets. We do the work of invention that speeds this process, and we demand ever more for our children, which speeds it still further. The idea of possessing the earth entire is arguably totalitarian. Polanyi argued that until the driven attempt to establish a so-called self-regulating global market, markets were never more than accessories to economic life. He said that on page 68, defining what is economic as the art of feeding, clothing, and sheltering ourselves. And by the way, division of labor is not the issue. The issue is force, coercion in our lives, the orchestrated imposition of conditions of scarcity, manufactured scarcity, in order to compel us to work, so that an infinitesimal few can realize their fantasies, at the cost of everyone else never seeing their full gifts, and at the overall cost of a fully realized humanity.